Shalom Aleichem's Sugya's friends. In the previous shiur, we were talking about the Sugya of Yehuda's divisa to Rabbi Chia, White Tzara Leda, and she said that my mother told me that my father was Mekabel Kedushin when I was younger, when I was a Katana, before I married you. We're not really married, sorry. And he said, sorry, your mother is not believed to answer you to me. And the first two shiurim, we were Marich. So the Tosis Rid, and the Tosis Rid asks, why is she not believed? Medin Shavia Nafsha Chaticha Disura, which we explained in the previous year, means she's making herself a Chaticha Sisur, which she has the right to do because she's a Bailam on herself. And the Tosis Rid answered, because she's Meshua Bedis to him. Once you're Meshuvah, you can't make yourself a Chaticha Sisur. So he said that that's very nice. She can't make herself a Chaticha Sisur. What about making him a chaticha sisur? What about shavia anafshe? So shavia anafshe is making yourself usher. Shavia anafshe is something making something usher to you, on you. So why can't she make him usher to her? What does Baal Din? Baal Din has a right to say, I owe you money. A Baal Din has a right to say something is usher to me. What does Baal Din? So, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is Miyashev as follows. In the Tshuvas HaRosh, in Klal Lamed Hei Simen Dalet, brought in the Beis Yosef, Evan Ezer Simen Memvav, Sofa Simen. He writes about an Eish Hashish who admits that she was Mekabel Kedushin from Ploni before her husband married her. She's not believed to Aser herself on her husband. And there's no Isser if he has beer with her. But we can say that she's making on herself a chaticha d'isura, and he should divorce her with a get without a ksuba. But since she gives an amasla l'dvarel, she gives an excuse why she said this story that she was mekabel kedushin before she was mekabel from her husband. It's not a chaticha d'isura, ayin sham. So that the Rush discusses, if she can aser herself on her husband, and on that he writes that she can't aser herself on her husband. Lav kol kamine lesos atzma baila. But she says she can aser him on her. Chaticha d'isura. So you have to understand, what was he thinking originally? That she would be ne'emenes to aser herself to him. First he says, maybe she's ne'emenes to aser herself to him. There's no, she's not ne'emenes. So what's the Havamina? So the answer is, like the Yesod we saw in the previous shiur from the Beis Meir, that a person has ne'emanus to aser himself on acherim midin bailim. Mitzad ne'emanus, he's also aser to her. She asers herself to others, she's bailam on herself, then the man is aser to her. And then the Rush says, she's not believed to aser herself because she's meshubed. That's why. Rush writes, she's not believed to aser herself. Why? Because she's meshubed. That's pshat. But that's not enough. Because the shibud only takes away the problem. Shavia nafsha chaticha d'isura. What about shavia anafsha? So now she's meshubet. She's not bailam on herself anymore. Beseder. But what about she's still a baal din that she can say he's usher to me? So there's still shavia anafsha, and there that he says that an amasla helps. So this mahalach in the Rosh is exactly what we've been saying. That there's interesting shavia nafsha, shavia anafsha, shavia nafsha works mitaras bailam. There where there's a shibud, it doesn't work. And Shavi Anafshe works even with a shibud. And there my Anamasla works. She has an excuse why she said it. So we have to understand, since she's given an Amasla, why do we need the reason of Lav Kol Kamine Les Aratzma Baila? Because we said, Beishasi Shehodas HaShikibla Kedushin. So What do you need to come on to Lafko Kamine Lesser Satsmal Baila? And just say, Pashut, she gave an Amasla. And this Amasla works in cases of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disura. Like we find in Ksudas Chav Bezim et Aleph, woman said Eishe Sishani. And there, that case over there where she says Eishe Sishani, that's Midin Shavya Nafshe. Because if a woman says Eishe Sishani, she's also even Midin Shavya Nafshe. She makes herself a Chaticha Disura. So, even at the beginning, when we were talking about Shavya Nafshe, we could have just said, so she gives an Amasla. And an Amasla helps, like we're saying, Subas Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis Amad Aleph. When you give an Amasla, it helps. Even if it's Shavya Nafshe. So the Ra'ah there in Subas writes that if she says Eisha Sishani, and then she says, no, Pnuyani, she's believed that she gives an Amasla, that's only if she says Mekudesh Sani, Stam. She just says Stam Amakudesh, there the Amasla works. But if she says Amakudesh is Tiploni, we're not so mechan the Amasla, because she was already Moda, she already admitted it, and therefore she can't be Chav Lo Saploni. She can't cause any disadvantage to Ploni. So it would appear that the Rush, or this is all from the Chuvas HaRush, brought in the Beis Yosef. He holds that this only applies to Shavya Nafshe, that she's Ne'amenes Midin Bailim L'Gabe Achelim. There we say she can't be Mafkia, the Schus of this person who she admitted she was Miskadeshes to, and therefore she can't retract with an Amasla. Masha'enken in the Din of Shavya Anafshe Midin Odaz Baldin, there she's only Ne'amenes to ask for something on her, and you don't give something to somebody if it's asked to him. There, the svar of the Ra doesn't apply. That we don't rely on an amasla to cause a chov to someone else. Because since legabe alma, she's not usher at all, meet b'isr eshesish. Because she's ushering the world onto her. But the world isn't usher from the world side, the olam isn't usher to her. She's assuring herself to the world. So if that's the case, since Legabe Alma, she's never assur b'isra eshesish, so it comes out that he never had a schus in her. She has her own personal isser. She's assuring herself to the world. But as far as the world's concerned, there's still mutter to her. So this Ploni, who she admitted that she had married, what does he have? What is it his business what she has an Isser on herself? As far as the world is concerned, there's no Isser. She was Shavya Nafshe. She made an Isser for herself, the Vakasha. She answered herself to the Lord. As far as the world is concerned, there's no Isser. So therefore, what schus does Ploni have in her that she said she married him? As far as the world's concerned, they're not married. So she's not mafkia anything from him. She's no chov at all. And therefore, she is believed, even if she says specifically Ploni, she's believed to change her mind with an Amasla. Al Shavya Anafshe. But Al Shavya Anafshe. So there, the whole world is usher for her. Because she's making herself a chaticha sisser. Because she says she's married to Ploni. So in such an instance, she can't retract al shavya nafshe and say that she's not married to Ploni, because then she's being mafkia schus Ploni. But when it comes to al shavya anafshe, and the whole world is still mutter, she's not taking anything away from Ploni because the whole world is mutter in the first place. Lefize, miyushavim heitev divrei arosh. Now we can understand the rush that we brought at the outset. Because Originally, he was discussing if she's ne'emanis to aser herself al baila midin bailim. He can't talk about an amasla. Why can't he talk about an amasla like the svar of the ra'ah? Because here we're talking about a case where it's a specific ploni. She was mekabel kedushin from ploni before her husband was mekadish her. So since we're talking about an individual, a specific individual, and we're talking at the beginning midin shavya nafsha, so there the amasla doesn't help. Because she can't be mafkiya his chus, he has his chus in her. She's with him and usher to the world, out to the world also. So an amasla doesn't help to take away his chus. Therefore he writes, nah. But she doesn't have the power to ask herself to her husband. Because she's meshubah to her husband, not to this ploni guy. But then when the Rosh was talking about din shavya anafshe, and there the reason of mishuabedes doesn't work, as we've been discussing in the three shiurim. So there he writes that she's believed to retract with an amasla. I'm saying you learn with Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, it's like it's a whole different world. It's pilei plos half live fell. That's why at the end the Rosh writes that she can retract with an amasla, not at the beginning. It's the beginning when he's talking about shavya nafsha. There an amasla wouldn't help because of the svara of the Ra'ah. That if she said a specific guy that she was first married to, so the amasla doesn't help to be mafki his chus in her. Rav Soma shavya anafshe, so there she's not taking away from this specific guy, because she was be'etzim, as far as the world is concerned, she's mutter to them. She asked it herself, but she's mutter to the world. But as far as the world is concerned, they're mutter to her. And there, Mishua Bedis doesn't help. Say that she's Mishua Bedis to her husband. Because Shibud doesn't prevent her from making something usher to herself. So she made it usher to herself. Shavya nafshi chatichati surah. Now, in other words, she said that she was with the first guy, she married the first guy. But now, she can retract with an amasla. The fact that she's meshubah to her present husband, that doesn't help as far as shavya anafshe, but she can definitely be chozer bo with an amasla if she says that she was married to the first guy. First. And why can she be chozer with an amasla again? Because as far as the first fellow is concerned, she was still mutter to the whole world. As far as the world is concerned, when it's shavya anafshe, she's mutter to the whole world. Only as far as the world is concerned, as far as she's concerned, she's aser. But as far as the world is concerned, she's mutter. And therefore, this first man, the ploni, who she claims she had kedushin from, has no hold on her. There's no chav l'achrini. So therefore she can retract with an amasla. So again, the Ran writes, an eish asish that she was molded, she was a mekabel kedushin from ploni before she was a mekabel from her husband. He says, lav kol kamina, she has no right to ask herself to her husband, because this is shavya nafsha and she's mishua medes to her husband. Aye, says the Rosh, what about shavya anafsha chaticha di sura? So enachinami, she can make her husband answer to her, but she can also retract with an amasla. And don't say that she's being chav, her the first ploni. man, she says, was first, because what rights did he have in her? She was Shavi Anafsha. She wasn't Shavi Anafsha. She was Shavi Anafsha. So as far as the world is concerned, she's still mutter. And therefore, Namasla helps. Namasla is effective. And the Beis Yosef, in Eben Ezer, at the end of Simon Mem Vav, he asks on this aforementioned Shivas HaRosh, who writes that without an Amasla, she's believed to answer herself to her husband from Unzer Sugya. That Rav Chiya said that your mother is not believed to answer you to me. So why does the Rosh say that she's believed to answer herself to her husband? When we say in the sugya that the mother is not believed to answer her to her husband, there was a first guy. So he's mechalek between whether she herself admits and a case where she says it in the name of others. If she herself is moda, and she's usher, that's the case of the Rosh. And in the Gemara, she's saying in the name of others. And look in the Atzmus Yosef, and so brought in the Shara Melech in the name of Tshuvas Ma'arit, who asks that the Ritva writes, as we mentioned in the first shiur, that case in Kedushin of Yehudis, and also the case of Abna the Kuchla, the other case there, she's moda to her mother. Because if she wasn't moda to her mother, we can give a case in Mishnah and Samach Hei. That he says to a woman, I married you, and she says, no, you're a Makadish, my daughter. The daughter is a Mutter Bekrovov. We don't believe the mother. So the mother is not believed to answer her daughter to others. So why in our case is the mother believed? So it must be, or why would you even think the daughter would be believed? It must be that here the daughter admits to what the mother says. And therefore we don't bring from the Mishnah later on, because here it's better. Here the daughter admits to what the mother says, and she's still not believed. So if the daughter is being modeled a different aim, what's the teretz of the Beis Yosef? Beis Yosef wanted to be mechalek between a case where she herself admits it and where it's only her mother saying it. But even if her mother says it, she's on her mother's side. How can you be mechalek between the two cases? Said, no, if her mother says it, not believed. If she says it, she is believed. Even when her mother said it, she believes her mother. So the Shara Melech already explains that the Ritva doesn't mean that the daughter is moda l'divrei aim, and she says she knows that her father was mekadesh her. What he means is that she believes what the mother says. She doesn't have personal knowledge, independent knowledge, but she just trusts her mother. And that's also what the Ritva means. Why would she even mention her mother if she believes it herself? So if she knew it herself, then why does she have to say that my mother said? So it must be she doesn't have any personal knowledge, but she's relying on her mother. So we can explain this based on what we said, that in an instance where she doesn't say that she knows herself that she's usher, she just believes her mother, it depends. If we're coming to discuss it from the point of view of Shavi Anafshe, that Odas Baldin, so you can say that there's no Ne'emanus here. Why? Because we don't find the Din of Odas Baldin unless you have your own personal knowledge. But not when you believe somebody else. The other Din of Shavi Anafshe, Midin Bailim, that is Shaykh, even when you don't say because of yourself, only that you believe others. Because since you're Bailim and you can be Monea the Shimush, you can prevent other people from usage. So you're the Bailim to give Ne'emanus to others, that they have to be Noe Gisser. So Midin Shavya Anafshe, There's no shavya and nafshei chaticha disur when you're trusting others, because the holdas baldin is when you have your own personal knowledge. You have to know yourself when you're mode, not based on what other people say. But when it comes to shavya nafshei, midin bailin, there you can trust others. You're the bailin to trust others. Beautiful. The sugya comes out beautifully according to the aforementioned ritva. In this case of Yehudis, we're not going to answer her, not because of shavya anafshe, and not because of shavya nafshe. And that is because since she doesn't say it on her own, she's only agreeing, admitting to what her mother says. There's no shavya anafshe, because shavya anafshe is only applies to your own independent knowledge. And if she doesn't have independent knowledge, so there's no hodas baal din, so there's no shavya anafshe. And since she's meshubed to her husband, there's also no shavya nafshe. She can't asa herself when she's meshubed. She's not bailam on herself to asa herself. So the reason that Yehudis is not usher to her husband is because there's no shavya anafshe. She can't make her husband usher to her, because she's only believing her mother. There's no das baal din, and there's no shavya nafshe that she's making herself usher. Why not? She's meshubet to her husband. She can't do that. And now we can understand the Torah to the Beis Yosef on the Rosh. The Rosh is talking about a case where she's omeres ken mipiatzma. She's saying it on her own knowledge. She's saying herself, hey, Ploni was mekadesh me. And therefore, why is she ne'emenes? She's ne'emenes midin shavya anafshe. She has Namanus because she has personal knowledge. Mashenken, in the case of Yehudis, she's not Moda Machmas Atzma. So there's no Shavya Anafshe. And there's also no Shavya Nafshe. Because she's Meshua Bedith. So this Torah to the Beis Yosef is very good. Remember, the Beis Yosef is Metarets. When she herself is Moda, then she's believed. Why she believed? Midin Shavya Anafshe. When she herself is Moda, so she's believed, because of Shavya Anafshe. But in the case of Yehudis, there was only Mipi Acherim. Once it's mipi acherim, there is no shavya nafshe. How do you have shavya nafshe mipi acherim? There's no such thing as hodas baal din when you only know it when it's only second-hand knowledge, only first-hand knowledge. So there's no shavya nafshe. So that's the chiluk of the Beis Yosef between the case of the Gemara. Unbelievable. Pile plus. Between the case of the Gemara, the darf tatzin oifen dach, when you hear such a dance on the roof. And you hear such terror. So the Beis Yosef is metarit to the Kasha and the Rosh, that the Rosh says that she's believed to say that there was a first guy. And the Gemara it says not, because the Gemara is talking about where it says that she's not believed because she only knew from her mother with second hand knowledge. There's no Shavya Nafshe, there's no Das Baal Din. But if it's first hand knowledge, there is. And now we can answer the Tosas Rid. We asked the Tosas Rid, we said it's talking about Shavya Nafsha. And we said there's no Shavya Nafsha because she's not Bailim, she's Meshubid. And then we asked, okay, there's no Shavya Nafsha, what about Shavya Anafsha? There it doesn't matter that she's Meshubid, she's still the Baal Din, or does Baal Din. And the answer is, like we said, gewaldig. This isn't her own personal knowledge. This isn't first-hand knowledge. This is only through her mother. Rabbanu Shalom, when it's through her mother, there's no shabbi nafshech adich adisur. She's not the Baal Din. Not believed. All the Tosas Rid is being done is medin shavi nafsha. Mitaras bailin. There, we said mitaras bailin. You're bailin even if you believe others. You're bailin to say, I believe others and I'm mastering myself. And on that, the Tosas Rid said, agidabe. No, she's meshubit. As we've been discussing in the shiurim, if you're meshubit, then you're not bailin anymore. You're not believed. So Mela, Tosas Rid only discussed Shavya Nafsha. That was Mataritz. And we know that Shavya and Nafsha is also not an issue. Because it's only Mipi, her mother. And Mipi, her mother, is no Shavya Nafsha Chatichati Surah, because that's second-hand knowledge. Second-hand knowledge, there's no Baal Din. Odas Baal Din. Odas Baal Din, that you accept the Baal Din like Me'edim, that's only when it's first-hand knowledge. But Odas Baal Din, not when you believe someone else. In the Me'ela, the Tosas Rid doesn't ask from Shavi Anafsha, only from Shavi Anafsha. Shavi Anafsha says, but she's Meshuvah. Mela, since she's Meshuvah, this is Meduik in his Lashon, he uses the Lashon of Shavi Anafsha, not Anafsha. She's Meshuvah, she can't leave her husband and say that there was someone who was Mekadish her through her father when she was a Ketana. So this concludes this shir. It's really a three-part shir, three segments. And we should all be Zolchem, Yitz Hashem, Gevaldik, to always learn such sweet Torah, even sweeter Torah. Lilmo do the lami lishmar velasu the kaim is called ibrahim salam to rasa via hava main via main shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.